Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
With Thanksgiving officially over, maybe your house, like mine, is now decked out in Christmas style. Although the cultural celebration of Christmas has become increasingly secularized, among the blow-up reindeer and light displays, the classic Christian Christmas decoration can still be found, the Nativity scene. For Christians, the meaning of Christmas centers around the wonderful story of the Nativity. Our Almighty God, Jesus Christ, came to earth as a baby and lived a sinless life to die in our place so that our relationship with God can be restored. As we consider the birth of our Savior this month, a fact we may not often consider is that Christianity's story is inherently pro-life. Jesus could have come to earth as an adult, but instead, he chose to experience the full gamut of the human experience, including life before birth. From the moment of his divine conception, Jesus' human body began the normal process of human development. It began as a microscopic zygote that grew into an embryo and later a fetus. Jesus' incarnation reminds us that life begins at fertilization, that God can use the tiniest things to change the world, and that every baby in or out of the womb possesses immense inherent value. Tragically, in America today, over 1 million babies lose their lives to abortion each year. While some might think of abortion as a procedure, since the approval of the abortion pill in 2000, chemical abortions have steadily gained popularity. Today, chemical abortions make up nearly two-thirds of all abortions and will probably continue to grow in popularity. Many pro-abortion lobbyists promote chemical abortions as a, quote, safe and easy way to get rid of an unwanted pregnancy. But a study released earlier this year found that nearly 11% of women experience adverse side effects following a chemical abortion. In response to this study, the FDA announced an investigation of the safety of mifepristone, the first of the two pills used in a chemical abortion. But then shortly after, in September, the FDA approved of a generic version of mifepristone, expanding access to this destructive drug for women and children. In a continued pushback against approval of an off-brand mifepristone, the attorney generals for Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho band together to amend the complaint in their ongoing lawsuit against the FDA concerning the dangers of these chemical abortions. Their amended complaint revokes the FDA's approval of generic mifepristone, in addition to the previous tenets of their lawsuit requiring 3 in-person doctor visits prior to a chemical abortion, reducing the gestational period in which the pill can be taken from 10 weeks to 7, and outlawing the mailing of mifepristone prescriptions. This lawsuit highlights the many concerns surrounding chemical abortions, both harm to the mother and, most importantly, also the death of innocent children. While we believe that women ought to be protected from the harmful effects of the abortion pill, we are also concerned that hundreds of thousands of unborn babies will lose their lives to little white pills every year. As we enter the Christmas season, we encourage all Christians to reflect on the miraculous incarnation of God into the body of a frail human baby. As you set up your Christmas decorations, don't forget your nativity scene. If you're near the Capitol this month, we encourage you to stop by to see our nativity scene that we place every year in the rotunda on the first floor in the Capitol. And as you reflect on the miracle of Christ's humanity, we encourage you to consider how you can defend and promote life this season. Perhaps you can donate some of your gently used baby items to a pregnancy center for a mother in need, or maybe you can support a young family in your community by dropping off diapers or other needed supplies. You can contact your local pregnancy center for more ideas. And as always, we encourage everyone to pray for that those considering abortion would recognize the value of life and choose life for their babies. Although the Christmas story is overly familiar for many of us, we hope that reflecting on Christ's incarnation will bring you peace and joy this season and will feel your desire to protect and promote life, both in and out of the womb. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.